through on what they say they're going to do. It's time to start putting Americans first and Michigans first. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Under attack, time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see, don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. Tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show, third and final hour here on this Tuesday, March 10th, 2026 edition. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. If you'd like to get a comment into the show, please be relevant on topic to the conversation. Greatly appreciate that. During the break, I asked AI to give me the current price of a barrel of oil. Well, this is what AI came back with. As of today, March 10, 2026, global crude oil prices are experiencing extreme volatile market characterized as a five sigma event, quote unquote, whatever the heck that is. After surging past $100 up to $120 a barrel yesterday, March 9th, due to escalating conflict in the Middle East, prices have plunged significantly following statements from President Donald Trump regarding a potential end to the hostilities. That was the president speaking yesterday afternoon. Currently, right now, current crude oil benchmarks, this was at 11 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, March 10, 2026. WTI crude, which is the U.S. benchmark, ranging from $83.86 to $87.25. Brent crude oil is the global benchmark. That is $88.68 to $92. Both of these indexes are down anywhere from 8 to 11% on one, 5.7 to 10.4% reduction today. And Trump, all he said was basically, it's over. We could stop right now if we wanted to, but I don't choose to. We're going to continue to bomb the heck out of them until they come to the negotiating table. And probably, according to Donald Trump, pick a new leader, supreme leader of the Iranian people that Donald Trump approves of. Until it happens, we're going to continue to take out whatever missiles they have. Now, one thing you have to understand, somebody is pushing the buttons, sending these missiles from Iran. Well, whoever it is, you got to realize that your days are numbered. Because according to President Trump and Netanyahu, they're going to continue bombing wherever these missiles come from. Bottom line, you're going to die. Reporter yesterday asked President Trump, since the leaders of the regime, the Iranian guard, have chosen the son of Khomeini to be the new supreme leader, does he have a target on his back? Is he basically dead already? Trump said, I'm not going to answer that. I'm not going to tell you what my plans are, but we'll see. What does that mean? The son's dead. It's not going to happen. So we'll see where this goes. We're going to take a short break. We got more stories from Lansing. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From noble new tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat
and terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sioux St. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Thank you.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number three. Our very biased Democrat, socialist, communist Attorney General Dana Nessel came out with a statement that she will not appeal the dismissal of the 2020 Republican electors' criminal cases. The Attorney General's office came out with a statement that they will not appeal the dismissal of the criminal charges against 15 Republican electors from the 2020 election. Meanwhile, the Republican electors have asked the Michigan Court of Appeals to hear an appeal in a civil case filed by the 2020 Democratic electors, which alleged the fraudulent documents signed by the Republicans were illegal and an invasion of privacy. Invasion of privacy? Whose privacy? These people are mentally deranged individuals. Attorney General Dana Nessel yesterday announced her decision, saying in a report documenting the prosecution's timeline, allegations, and charges supporting the evidence that her decision not to seek an appeal does not erase that the Republican electors signed fraudulent documents claiming authority they did not have, nor does it erase the conspiracy to override the votes of the people. Stop, 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 stop. Let's go back, shall we? Shall we go back and look at everything that we're talking about? Everything that we're talking about, the timeline, the 2020 election. Remember that, folks? Remember the 2020 election? November of 2020, when I saw fraudulent activities happening in the basement of the TCF Center with my own eyes, Patrick Kobach, former state senator, gubernatorial candidate, saw him with his own eyes. When we were yelling and screaming, folks, this election in Michigan was stolen. The Republican electors met in December because of our alleged fraudulent activities that we believe were happening. We told them to do a forensic audit. We delivered affidavits of what we saw with our own eyes, signed and notarized under penalties of 5 years in prison for perjury and making false statements. I signed one and submitted it. We had thousands of them that we turned in to our legislators. They didn't want to hear it. Well, guess what? The 15 Republican electors said, you know what? If we send our slate to Vice President Mike Pence and he determines that there's some funny business happening in Detroit, happening in Michigan, putting it back on our legislators in Lansing to do a forensic audit, it's all they signed their Electoral College documents for. Dana Nessel said that the Republican electors signed fraudulent documents claiming authority they did not have. According to who? You? Because I can remember distinctly when they signed those in December and sent them to Vice President Pence for his review on January 6th of 2021. We still weren't convinced that Trump did not win Michigan. That's why they signed it. Dana Nessel then goes on to say, my office did not reach this decision lightly, though after a thorough assessment of the resources and the time required to pursue justice in these cases, the pace and difficulty which various courts have dealt with, when it comes to criminal violations of election law and our likelihood of success given stringent appellate review standards, I've decided not to pursue an appeal. No, you know what you decided, Dana? You decided that you charging these poor people, most of them elderly, was politically motivated. Why? Because you only go after Republicans. You never go after Democrats. And that when it was ultimately determined that there was no fraudulent activity and that they didn't do anything wrong and the case was dismissed, you decided, yeah, you know what? Maybe it's time for me to give up my political vindictiveness and just drop it. Stop wasting taxpayer time fighting this in court. Nestle finished her statement saying, "This decision does not reflect any change in my belief of each of the defendants' culpability for their alleged crimes. Nor do I feel it any less urgent that those who can work to undermine our elections should face accountability." Ooh, scary statement from our attorney general. I'm shaking in my underwear. The attorneys representing the alternative electors spiked the football, saying the case should never have been brought in the first place. You dang right it should never have been brought. Nick Somberg, one of the attorneys representing then former Michigan Republican Party co-chair Michonne Maddox, said the court's dismissal was effectively a 120-0 shutout. There was never any crime identified that could survive legal scrutiny, and there was not even a question of the general fact for any jury to decide. When a case collapses at that stage, there's simply nothing meaningful left to appeal. From the beginning, this prosecution appeared to be built more on politics than on the law. You think? Once the charges were tested in court, the lack of visible legal theory became quite obvious. That's why the case was dismissed. And that's exactly why an appeal would face overwhelming obstacles and be found the same way, said Somberg. The candidate that I've personally endorsed running for Attorney General, Kevin Kievsky, he represented elector Clifford Frost and is seeking the Republican bid for Attorney General. He posted on his Twitter X account, "Happy to have been in the fight against lawfare and win." He included an American flag graphic and a saluting face emoji. In a second post, Kievsky said, "This is total vindication and damning indictment of Dana Nessel's abuse of power." Well, originally, Nessel charged 16 Republican electors, including former Michigan Republican Party co-chair Michonne Maddox, National Committee Woman Kathleen Burden, and in July of 2023, found two counts, one for forgery and another one for election law forgery, as well as one count for uttering and publishing and conspiracy to commit these offenses. Those charges were filed back on July 18th, folks, of 2023. Well, after holding preliminary examinations in three separate groups, Ingham County District Court Judge Kristen Simmons dismissed the charges against the 15 defendants. While the 16th defendant had charges dismissed through a plea bargain deal with the Attorney General's office over a year ago, Nessel's 110-page report titled Report Regarding the Prosecution of Michigan's 2020 False Slate Presidential Electors, that's what she titled it, claimed that the failed prosecution is a result of the consequence of time, judicial errors, and a justice system that was built to move at the speed this moment demanded, was not done. This is not a vindication of what was done. Throughout the prosecution, defendants' attorneys argued Nessel weaponized her office for political reasons. You dang right she did. Well, in her report, Nessel said the false slate was no minor threat to our democracy. We don't have a democracy, Dana. We have a constitutional republic. And the threat isn't over, because lies on it in every amplified political life continues, whatever the heck that means. This woman is politically motivated in everything she does. So the bottom line, they were acquitted, and she's not going to appeal the decision. Thank you, God. In a follow-up sideline, real quick short story. The 2020 Republican electors case head to the appellate court. Back when this was done, the Michigan Court of Appeals overturned a lower court's denial of their request to dismiss the lawsuit. Ultimately, it went to the Michigan Supreme Court, and it was dismissed there. She didn't have the facts. She didn't have the evidence. And while, if you look at the timeline, when they signed their slate for the Electoral College, they thought the election was still up in question. I don't believe Wayne County ever even had certified it when they met and signed their Electoral College ballots. So it's over. She's not going to appeal it. It's dead and gone. Well, we've got some other stories lined up. Let's see. Do I have a short one I can get to? Oh, those tornadoes in southwest Michigan. Death toll currently stands at 4. They're still going through the wreckage, and they're still trying to find certain people, but they think the ones missing may have left the state to seek protection. Tornadoes came quickly, and they killed 4 Michiganders. Governor Gretchen Whitmer questioned why there weren't early enough warnings, blaming it on Donald Trump's cuts from the One Big Beautiful Bill. Lady, you're another political animal. I am so glad you're going away. Governor Gretchen Whitmer declared a state of emergency for Branch, Cass, and St. Joseph counties after at least 4 tornadoes touched down, killing 4 people. Late Friday, a supercell storm kicked up several early season tornadoes, hitting 3 rivers, Union City, Edwardsburg, near Albion. Other communities in the southwest corner of the state were also hit by the weather.